This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says he and the leaders of Britain, France, Germany, and Italy, who spoke among themselves Tuesday, are keeping an open mind about Russia's announcement that it will scale back its war effort in Ukraine. More from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
Hours after that group phone call, Biden replied to a reporter's question about his reaction to Moscow's indication it will reduce military operations near the cities of Kyiv and Chernihiv.
I don't read anything into it until I see what their actions are. We'll see if they follow through on what they're suggesting.
In the meantime, Biden added, the United States and European allies will continue to keep in place strong sanctions against Russia and provide Ukraine with the military capacity to defend itself. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Russia is, quote-unquote, repositioning a small number of its forces near Kyiv, but is not withdrawing, and the Ukrainian capital remains under threat, the Pentagon said Tuesday. We're seeing a small number now that appears to be moving away from Kyiv. This on the same day that the Russians say they're withdrawing, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said.
It does not mean that the threat to Kyiv is over. Russia has failed in its objective of capturing Kyiv. It's failed in its objective of subjugating Ukraine. But they can still inflict massive brutality on the country, including on Kyiv.
Adding, quote, but we're not prepared to call it a retreat or even a withdrawal. But he said, quote, we think that they probably have in mind a repositioning to prioritize elsewhere. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, VOANews.com. This is VOA News. Congo's army says rebels in the country's east have shot down a United Nations helicopter carrying 8 peacekeepers and UN observers. The helicopter shot Monday was among 2 carrying out reconnaissance for the UN mission in Congo, according to a statement from Congo's army on Tuesday. Those on the helicopter were assessing the movements of communities that had been attacked by a rebel group in order to coordinate humanitarian assistance. The M23 rebel group on Monday attacked several villages, according to the statement. Congo's forces and the UN are searching for the helicopter and potential survivors, the army said. U.S. health regulators are signing off on another COVID-19 booster shot for older Americans in case the coronavirus rebounds. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The FDA is authorizing a 4th dose of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines for those 50 and older to be given at least 4 months after their previous booster. Before now, the agency had cleared the 4th shot only for those 12 and over with severely weakened immune systems. They can now get a 5th shot. Still, there's limited evidence on how much benefit another boost can offer right now. So the question is whether everybody who is eligible should get it or will get it. About half of those eligible to get a first booster have not. The booster expansion comes as an Omicron mutant spreads in the U.S. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A new poll says Americans are letting up on coronavirus safeguards. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found 44% of those asked say they often or always wear a face mask around people outside of their homes. But that's down from 65% in January. Just 40% say they're largely avoiding non-essential travel, compared that with 60% in January. And 47% of those asked say they regularly stay away from large groups. That's down from 65% at the start of the year. I'm Shelley Adler.
Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden says he and the leaders of Britain, France, Germany, and Italy, who spoke among themselves Tuesday, are keeping an open mind about Russia's announcement that it will scale back its war effort in Ukraine, while the Pentagon said Tuesday Russia is, quote-unquote, repositioning a small number of its forces near Kyiv, but is not withdrawing, and the Ukrainian capital remains under threat. The Pentagon spokesman John Kirby warning that they're seeing a small number that appears to be moving away. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.